100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Well, it's time for the weekly challenge. It's amazing how that happens. A week goes by, another topic. A week goes by, another topic. It just keeps going. The topic this week is eat. I hope you got your stories ready because I'm putting this together, man. I'm just, you know, a little glue, a little staples, maybe some scotch tape. We got ourselves a podcast. Oh, man. I'm trying to think of something to fill the time here to bitch about, to ramble about. I don't know. I mean, I've just recently hit 240 pounds, down 30. You know, we're going through this crap again. I wish I'd never gone back up. I wish I'd gotten the treadmill like 2 years ago instead of getting that bicycle and gotten serious about it. And then who knows where I'd be now. I don't know. But what I will tell you is that make, you know, all these Fitbits and little Zooms and all those things you wear, they don't matter unless you put the effort into it. Also, you got to balance it. You got to balance healthy eating and exercise. And you got to make the exercise and healthy eating fun. How do you do that? That's freaking words. I mean, I've got the TV, and then I'll put the laptop up on the treadmill. You heard me trying to do this weekly challenge while walking. I don't do it anymore. Why? I hated it. I freaking hated it. So, I've got the TV up there now, and I binge on Netflix. That distracts me. I'll chat with folks while on the laptop, or if there's a critical issue at work. You know, it's 7:30 in the morning. Okay, I'm awake. Otherwise, I fall off the treadmill. It's like, oh, this didn't get done. Okay, I'll get it done. Or, oh, they need help with that. I will help them. You get it done, and then by the time 5 o'clock rolls around, I'm dog-ass tired. So, drive home. All right, gotta get up on there. Sometimes I'll, you know, lay on the sofa. Tinny will jump on me. Then it's 8 o'clock, and it's like, oh, fuck. What happened? Oh, let's go get on the damn treadmill. Instead of, oh, fuck. Well, that's it for the day. No. On Super Bowl Sunday, which was last week, you know, left shark, right shark. What did I do? I didn't walk before the Super Bowl. I walked after. Once the game was over, I was on that damn treadmill. You got to make a habit of it. You got to make it consistent. If you're running late or if you do something that screws up your schedule, get right back on it. Same thing with diet. Okay, you can't stick your finger down your throat. Oh well, better burn it off. And if I stick to my plan, with a few oopses in there, here and there, around, a little less than 1.5 pounds a week. Okay, that's good. I'll be at my target in December. You're going to hear me saying all sorts of stupid crap in December and all the way leading up to it. Deal with it. Actually, you won't hear all that much if you skip ahead to the first story. I promised that I would post up the time in the podcast when I finally get around to letting the first storyteller talk. I need to get around to that. Because I hate it. I know I obsess on this. I hate it when Marc Maron rambles on and on and on. Who gives a fuck about you? Get to the person you're interviewing. You're more interesting revealing the stuff during your interview. You know, you'll ramble on and on to an empty room. But when you're finally talking to somebody, okay, now it's just going to be the relevant rambles. See how it works? So you skip. A little bit about you, a little bit about me. Maybe we ought to turn this into some sort of opening interview where I talk to someone, and then we just throw all the shit together. I know, you still miss the bumps and all that. Well, as long as you're doing, and a lot of you are, a lot of you are doing little intros some dropped out. Okay. All right. And I've always said, well, if you don't like it, start your own podcast. We've got Norval Joe, who likes it and has started his own podcast. You see? Isn't that cool? That's the best of both worlds. Yes, there are two worlds. Close your eyes. You'll see it. Sometimes I think Google Maps is mapping the other world. Peter, get me the bone saw. So, let's get on with the show. I hope you enjoy all the stories. Let them know in the comments. Say, hey, I like that story. And or if you don't want to be so open about it, those who have left their URLs, you can hunt down their contact information on those sites and let them know. Or just search. People are lazy about their email addresses, so just leave them around. That way spammers can get to them. Let's start things off. Let's see. Where's the stop button?
Hello, Anima here with my submission for 459 titled, I Need a New Job. Next! At the unemployment office, the line was moving steadily. It was nearing 9 a.m. and the processor was thinking of his break. The sun was unbearably hot today. Next! Name. What was your last job? Why did you leave? Next! I've been working in Nazarene as a carpenter, but I'm looking for a change. I'm a great people person. The 30-something smiled hopefully. I have an opening for a sin eater. Pay's not great, but you'd have a very strong influence in your community. Think that might interest you?
You said it was a permanent position?
Absolutely. Next! And that's it. Thanks for listening. And if you didn't know, a sin eater was a person who kind of was ostracized by their community, except for when someone died, and then they would come and pray over the soul, eat a biscuit or a cake, and that would allow that soul to pass on to the hereafter and not roam the earth as a lost spirit. See you later.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher. Yep, back for another week. Last week's topic was a tough one for me, in large part because I had never heard of the song. Yeah, I know, I just lost a large amount of street cred, probably putting me into negative numbers. I'd heard of Sargon, Hammurabi, and Gilgamesh, but wanted to know what the four guys had to do with one another, and of course ended up with a Google search that was dominated by the They Might Be Giants song. Never let it be said that this podcast isn't an educational experience. Anyway, this week's topic should have, in theory, been a lot easier. But, as I've discovered, easy words sometimes make for hard topics. Another life lesson. And with that, let me say my first story is called Waistline. Chester teetered back to his seat, balancing two plates and a bowl. He settled his 350-pound frame onto the seat and considered where to start. Lasagna, bread, soup, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, dumplings, fried okra, mac and cheese, and pork roast. Oh, and a salad. He loved buffets, and this one was his favorite. According to Chester, the whole meal was good for him because of that salad. He set the salad aside and speared a dumpling. Chester never understood why he kept gaining weight. After all, he had a salad almost daily. And my second story is called Blind Date. Jessica arrived at the restaurant for her date. When she spotted Brian, she headed for his table. She was nervous about the evening, not least because Brian said he didn't eat out much. She was a little put out when he didn't stand as she approached the table, but that paled in comparison with the next 90 minutes. Brian didn't use a napkin, grabbed her water glass, nearly blinded her by squeezing a lemon garnish, ate with his mouth open, and checked for text messages all evening. Then he stuck her with a bill. Now Jessica lives alone, with only a cat for company and lean cuisine for dinner. She considers this an upgrade. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning. Well, this is Richard, and here are my stories on the theme of eat. The first is George's story, part 92. Have I mentioned zombies recently? Sorry about her, smiled the chap in the middle seat. She's not too impressed with you. Completely bewildered, George simply stared at him vacantly. You've been a little irrational the last few weeks, prompted the one on the left. George was incensed. Irrational, he protested. I thought zombies were going to eat my brains. The man smiled at him. Well, from what we've seen, if there had been zombies, they wouldn't have had a very satisfying meal. Don't you agree? George slumped, utterly deflated, in his chair. Look, guys, can you just please tell me what this is all about? Here's my second story. Tiny Orson Thomas. See that picture on the wall there? That's Tiny Orson Thomas, a legend in his own lunchtime. It seems unbelievable, but 6 times he's completed the Sizzling Steakhouse Challenge. A 64-ounce ribeye, fries, 2 eggs over easy, and a side order of onion rings. His unbeaten record was 20 minutes, and he's considered a hero round these parts. All the more surprising when you think he was only 5 feet tall and as thin as a rake. Of course, it was the steaks that killed him in the end. But boy, could that guy eat. And last, and quite possibly least, Fussy Eater. I guess I'm what most people would call a fussy eater. Or maybe you'd prefer just plain weird. Some people won't eat meat. Others won't touch dairy. As for me, I only eat food that shares the same letter as the day of the week. Monday is mash. Tuesday, tuna. I'll have walnuts on Wednesday and so on. Weekends tend to be sausages and salmon. Truth is, it does get a little boring, and I do miss some of my favourites. There are days I'd kill for some bacon. Which is why tomorrow just happens to be Bew's Day. Okay, that's all I've got for you. Until next week, goodbye.
Greetings, Februarians, Conan and otherwise. Munzee here with week 2 of my Februades-themed 100-word stories. Are you ready to rock? 80s style? I know I am. Adam Ant by Christopher Monroe. It's dog-eat-dog out there. No, literally, dog-eat-dog out there. I've been listening to old Adam Ant tunes for the past week, and it's gotten stuck in my head. Which is great. It's a classic. It's just that, given time, I fear it will drive me mad. The driving beat and repetitive chorus, blocking out all other thoughts, distracting me from my day-to-day life, causing me to lose my edge. And I need my edge. It's dog-eat-dog out there. It's dog-eat-dog-eat-dog-eat-dog-eat-dog-eat-dog-eat. Watch me, daddy-o! Sorry, yeah, I may need to switch it to Depeche Mode. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. Thus concludes week 2 of my 80s adventure, Februarians. I hope that you've enjoyed it. Back to you, Lawrence.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And I've got 2 stories tonight. Continuation of a well-defined relationship, part 92. You coming with? Coming where? There. Timmy took the Gilgamesh card and whacked it at the mirror. The silver surface rippled. The card effortlessly passed through. Damn, said Elsid. I guess Through the Looking Glass wasn't Bandit-required reading. No, Steal This Book was. This might be a world-class bad decision. Aren't they all? Return the Bandit. The pair passed through the glass. The sun was blinding, the heat was crushing. The boy and the bandit had landed on top of a ziggurat in a ring of ziggurats. The king himself greeted them with a platter of food. Eat, he said. In the second story, Goodbye Smith. Come on, Smith, eat just a little. Big Benny, but the dog continued to lie next to the wood stove. Okay, how about some water? Smith took a few sips and then lowered his big head. When death takes his time, the first desire that passes is movement. That is followed by a lack of interest in food. When a beloved stops drinking, his presence is unescapable. Mother said, "You can stay up tonight with Smith." Benny was there when a labored breathing settled into a shallow draw. Mother handed Benny a sandwich. "Eat," she said. Benny shook his head. "And that's it for this week. Try to stay dry."
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Senhoras e senhores, sejam bem-vindos ao Arquipélago Fernando de Noronha. São 12 horas e 20 minutos, horário local. Solicitamos que permaneçam...
Most people prefer a little room when they fly, but not me. I look out for the obese passengers. Preferably the ones who need an extra seat. Squeeze myself in beside them and settle down for a long and comfortable flight. You may wonder why I choose such an unorthodox option. It's simple. No matter how bad the turbulence, I'm safe and secure, wedged into place by my fellow passengers' bulk. And, should the worst come to worst, and we crash in mountainous terrain, I'll simply eat them. And absolutely no chance that I'm ever going to starve.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Everything was ready for the recording. The film would be released in just a few days. While the actors grabbed some food from the catering and slowly took their places, a crazed director stormed in. "Don't you people have food at home? I'm hungry too. I've been working since 5 a.m. One of the actors lost his temper. "Well, Mr. Director, no one will record anything today then." And he looked at the script. "You can eat this." That film was never concluded. Since then, all actors eat something right before starting to work, even if they're not hungry. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Zach Mann. Dr. Monster Cliff. I brought my teen here today because when he was considering fad or trendy diets, I made the mistake of telling him that I was okay with any diet as long as he used our medical plan to consult a doctor or dietitian first. I know you're new here to this land. Our peoples have a great deal in common. However, humans were not created like, nor did we evolve from plants, like the people of your home planet. Therefore, we need food. Hence, the breatharian diet is quite lethal for us. Tell him he needs to eat.
Across America, starting at...
You are now tuned to Channel Spate, where Spate provides 100 words. and the first 50 are completely true. For weekly challenge 459, using the topic of Eat, Spate's story is called New Jersey Again. Let's munch on it now.
So, it's been at least 7 years since I've done this trip, but I'm back down in Jersey for the week on business, staying at this hotel that's wedged behind a strip of chain restaurants, and there's this big sign out front in capital letters, EAT. That's it, just eat. Now, I've been committing creative sign alterations since my teenage years. How could I let an action verb sit so lonely? Some foam board, spray paint, duct tape, and a commandeered man lift? Well, unfortunately, the lawyers won't let me share the after picture. Common nouns can be very descriptive.
Well, that's it. Thank you, listeners, for listening, and thank you, Lawrence, for hosting. May everyone's week be absolutely delicious. Until next time.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the Pariah Podcast, available at iTunes and on my website at NorvilleJoe.com. Episode 2 is up. Episode 3 will be out early next week for followers at Patreon.com and will be up a week later for the rest of you, which is most of you. Anyway, here's my story for the weekly challenge, number 459, with the prompt of Eat. I think meatloaf has to be the perfect food. You can control the fat content by choosing leaner types of ground beef, if that's your concern. Or you can increase the flavor by varying the ratios of ground beef, veal, pork, or goat. You can select only ground meat from grass-fed cattle, use non-GMO grains, gluten-free rabbits, or carnivorous sheep. It's hard to deny the meatloaf as a superlative source of protein. Why, it even says eat right in the name. But I don't understand why, after mixing one up, no one else wants to lick the bowl. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Tora Brazoino here with 3 stories on the subject of eat. Eat spurge, wear phlegm, they say up north as a symbol of poverty. Spurge is a marsh reed which can be boiled and mashed into poor sustenance for the lowest of peasants. The tougher stalks, the phlegm, are pounded to separate the fibres to be woven into shabby cloth. Etymologists debate whether phlegm is named for the Flemish or the other way round. A new restaurant has just opened, serving these and other bygone staples of the destitute. Potato worms, crutch fryers, gravel fish, and bream lures. Dinner runs £200 for 2, plus wine, and the waiting list is a year long. Story number 2. In southern Japan, the poor are ashamed to eat millet because they cannot afford rice. In northern Japan, the poor are those who cannot afford millet, but must eat potatoes. In Russia, potatoes are a staple, used mainly for vodka, but they consider turnips fit only for cattle. In Germany, they eat turnips and give the cattle mangelwurzels. In Wales, they eat mangelwurzels, but despise spurge. In Poland, they eat spurge, but not barley. In Tibet, they eat barley rather than rice. Whatever you eat, someone will look down on you for it, which explains a lot of restaurant reviews. Story number 3. Excellent steak. By the way, have you ever been inside an abattoir? First thing is, the animal loses bowel control, so that's all over the floor while they're chopping the head off, opening the belly and hauling out the guts to shovel up later for offal. Bandsaw the carcass, hang the sides for 3 days. See, you can't actually eat newly dead cow, tough as leather, has to rot a little. Then they scrape off the mould and it's ready for packing. If there's inspectors watching, they might hose it down to get the last of the shit off. Yum!
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here. I'm back, and this is my entry, my submission to this week's challenge, number 459, Eat. Bee lived with her parents in a modest apartment over the family-owned butcher shop. Bee was a beautiful girl who had no problem attracting boys. After dating a few weeks, Bee would often invite her boyfriend over for dinner to meet her family. The boy would soon disappear after dinner, never to be seen again. Yet the family always had a supply of strange but delicious steaks. One day, Bee broke into the back freezer of the butcher shop, shocked to discover the hacked remains of her boyfriend's. Grabbing a knife, Bee proclaimed, "Oh, Mom, Dad, time to eat." And that's my submission for this week. You can read this submission and all my other submissions on my blog post at dannydwyer.wordpress.com. Have fun.
When you're on a diet, ice cream is a bad thing. You can try to deny yourself ice cream, and it's great if that works for you, but I don't have that kind of willpower. Instead, I remember something that my mother told me. Use a small bowl. The cabinet is full of small bowls. They sit in there, waiting as I grab a spoon and eat directly out of the container. So I try for moderation. Instead of the half-gallon containers, I get the tiny cup-sized containers. Too many of them. Once again, I deny myself ice cream.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of eat. Hey, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. That's where you get all kinds of stories, weekly challenges, links to everyone's site that sent one, the text of your stories, and goes to John Doe, muffled like this. And I don't know what else to say. I've done this for hundreds. You would think I would be comfortable with it by now. No. That's why I keep babbling. What you want to take over? You want to take over for a week? I don't know. Whatever. We can do it. You know, who wants to volunteer? Send me an email. You know, well, you know, take your sounds and stick them in there. You can fake it till you make it. Maybe put this up on Norval Joe's site for once. I don't know. What do we want to do? Okay, well, that's it. I'll see you all next week. Thank you for listening and being a part of the weekly challenge. And, as always, keep it brief.